Oh, the feeling is very mutual, Hugo. Always a highlight of my week to be here hanging out with you, bringing you the latest local hard and heavy news. So, going to kick off tonight with some tour dates from a local guitar legend. So, Pliny, the prog prodigy out of Sydney, is heading out on tour. He's announced a handful of East Coast dates for July to celebrate his latest album, Impulse Voices. Even more tour news. Aussie rock icons The Pore are hitting the road next month, headlining a stacked bill of Aussie rock bands. It's called the Aussie Made Tour, and it also features out of Melbourne, Palace of the King, Dead City Ruins, and Sydney's The Black Cardinals. And they're playing six dates across the country, and you can head to the Silverback Touring Facebook page for more info. Hey, it's been a while since we've heard from this band. It's time to change my way. Yeah, Bad Juju out of Melbourne, but hey, they're back. They've just dropped a brand new song. It's called In the Clouds. Here's a taste. Yeah, giving me a bit of a new Amity Affliction sort of vibe with that chorus melody. And I had a chat with lead singer Russ, and this is what he had to say about what inspired this new song.
She's all about being told your dreams are out of reach and to chase safer goals. Sometimes this can kind of leave you feeling unfulfilled and like we've wasted our time here. So we're just encouraging people to ignore other people's opinions and just do what you want.
And you can catch Bad Juju playing live this June in Adelaide and Melbourne. Hey, this is interesting. So New Zealand health experts have slammed the Australian government's response to all the deaths that we saw at music festivals, obviously before COVID. They've used our failures to formulate their own strategy, and they've permanently legalised pill testing at their music festivals. In a statement, Know Your Stuff New Zealand's managing director, Wendy Allison, said, quote, "We looked at Australia before we started doing this, and we went sniffer dogs, strip searches, dead kids. We're not doing that." One for the Shortstack fans. The band have rescheduled their massive, mostly sold-out national tour with Between You and Me. If you've got tickets, they're still valid for the new shows, which are happening across November and December. And if you haven't, the rest are on sale now. And Melbourne punks Amel and the Sniffers have caused a bit of a stir on social media this past week after making a bong replica of their 2019 ARIA Award for Best Rock Album. That's all the punk rock and metal down under news worth knowing tonight. Catch you next time. Thanks, Hugo.